So I'm having some experiences, or a experience, from last April 2015 that I think I'm getting to heal an inner child, my inner child, that wasn't treated so nicely and was adopted. And how am I doing? I think I'm doing very well. And boy, I'm dizzy right now asking that question.
And that is the frequency. And we would say to you that in your perception that you're doing well, we tell you, yes, yes, speak that, know that, feel that. And we would invite you to understand that often the pain, the challenge of resolving the pain and the discomfort feels so much larger than you. And that is because it is larger than you. It is every child's pain. It is every difficulty that all of humanity experiences. And so when you stay the course, and when you keep showing up consciously, as we've been speaking of all evening, when you stay the course with love in your heart, and you keep choosing to hold steady in the desire for wholeness, and for resolution, and for closure, and for healing, that is the transformation of the energies of feeling powerless, which is what the child self here on earth always experiences. And so you are doing great work, and it is much larger than you, and we remind you of that, so that you might bring your focus in, not only am I doing a great job, we would invite you to perceive that you get to do this work, that you have worked very consistently and with great challenge and great fulfillment. You have worked to be at a level that you could experience this with one aspect of your being without being fully engaged in it. And so that experience you're having, of it so close to your heart, so personal, and yet separate at the same time, that is the true work that you came here to do. And we would love, from our dimension and our vibration, to thank you greatly. And we also would like to offer to you that when you start experiencing this ability to separate your consciousness from all the emotion that you are in the process of transforming, when you've reached that level of separation in your mind and in your experience, you often will invite in other energies to transform. You will perceive different sensations in the body. And at any time, you are in choice. You may say, no, thank you, it is enough. Or you may say, sure, I only get better at it. It is always your choice. And we thank you for your commitment and your dedication to allow those energies to be transformed for you, through you, and around you.
A choice. No thank you, or bring it on.
It's always a choice. You're never forced. It may feel like you are forced, but it is not the case. You always have a choice. You can say, no, it's too much. But those of you who notice, those of you who are conscious, those of you who perceive the pain and stay with it, you are in choice. You're in the choice that you desire to feel better, but you desire the knowledge and the skill and the wisdom and the experience to transform those energies. For you can see that if you look around you upon your planet, there are many people who have the experience and forget, and repeat the experience and forget. And they never question, and they never stay conscious, and they never choose a skill set to transform it. It is a choice. It may not feel like a choice, but it is a choice. And as soon as you start claiming it as a choice, start owning it as a choice, you will find out that your skill with choice becomes more fine-tuned, and that we perceive you will enjoy.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I love you.
We thank you for the questions, and we feel great love for all of you and your willingness to participate and allow us to evolve in our own process, to offer to you this frequency, this transformative vibration, to interact with you as we learn to word things in a way, to describe things in a way that would support you, because the work that you do is challenging and it is very rewarding.
Good news. It is very rewarding. I'm going to fly on that right now.